Thank you. Wonderful playing there on the part of Simone Dinnerstein. That was the scherzo section from Franz Schubert's Piano Sonata No. 21 in B-flat major. Well, it is 9:25 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, on the new Classical FM. CAA insurance expert Elliot Silverstein joins us this morning to answer some frequently asked questions about auto insurance. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning.
Where do we start? What determines how many drivers or how much drivers pay for their auto insurance?
So there's a lot of factors that go into how an auto insurance policy is calculated. I mean, your driving record, your driving history plays an important role. Where you live, even the type of vehicle you drive, all play factors, along with how you use your vehicle and the number of kilometers you drive. That plays a big part in the calculation of your auto insurance.
Why does where you live come into play?
Well, again, geographically, again, you know, there are certain areas that may have more concentration, maybe at higher risks and certain frequencies. It all plays into the combination. Again, there's different ways to look at how the insurance is calculated, and residence and where you travel and how far you travel all play a role. The less you drive, the less of a risk you are. So
yeah, of
definitely
course.
Plays a factor.
And does the type of car you have also create a difference in the amount of insurance you pay?
It does. The type of vehicle you have certainly does factor into that combination.
And what about the age of the car? That also factors in, or is it more about kilometers?
It's really more about kilometers. I mean, the age is, you know, certainly the older the car, the more there's, you know, risks of safety issues and so forth. Again, the older it is, the harder it is. Newer vehicles have newer technology. But again, it's really about how you drive, where you drive. That really is the main factors.
And what about your number of accidents that you've had?
Well, certainly, you know, those who are collision-free or have had a period of time that have had no accidents, certainly that plays an important factor in your favor. Those that have had convictions, you know, speeding tickets and so forth, those can all play a role in your auto insurance.
And what if someone says, no, I've never had any tickets, but they have? Do you check on all that
there
stuff?
There are checks that do take place. So certainly, I mean, again, you know, you provide that information when you talk with a broker or agent, but there are checks that go on to make sure that everything is accurate so we can give you the best possible quote for what you're looking for.
Is there a specific time of year that it's best to get auto insurance?
Not really. I mean, really what it comes down to more than anything is that we encourage people to not leave it to the last minute before their auto insurance policy renews, because people will get that letter in the mail saying that it's going to roll over in 60 days, 30 days, whatever it may be. And then they don't necessarily know what to do. And then they simply let it roll over and carry on with their certain carrier, but they may be paying more than they should have. And then, you know, again, if people are having that conversation, talking to a broker or agent at any time during the year, it's about understanding what types of savings they're not taking advantage of. And that's really what we want to encourage people to do.
What about bundling? I mean, you know, I was asking you before the interview started that all the types of insurance you do. Talk to us about that, actually.
Certainly. And bundling is one of those things that many don't take advantage of. And that's where you would combine your home and auto insurance under one insurance carrier. And you will find savings with that. So, for example, with CAA, if you were to go with a CAA policy, you could find up to 15% savings on your auto insurance and up to 12.5% on your home insurance by bundling it together. So there are ways to find savings without doing much work other than bringing your policies together under one carrier.
And can you put life insurance in that within that package, or?
So that's a separate conversation, because again, it's it could be done through CAA as well.
Right.
But in terms of the bundling, it is primarily focused on home and auto.
Okay, so what are some of the other ways in which you can save on auto insurance?
So there's a number of things that people can do. One thing that I always suggest is that if you're driving a car with winter tires and you haven't let your insurance company know that you have winter tires and that you're using them each year, you're losing out on an opportunity to save 5% on your auto insurance right off the bat, because in Ontario, you get a 5% savings on your insurance by having winter tires. So that's an immediate one right there.
Wow.
It's also about looking at the various memberships and affiliations you have, because there are different types of savings that come out there. But at the same time, if you're a household that has more than one vehicle, take advantage of the multi-vehicle discounts. Having both cars on the same insurance company policy, that is another way to find savings. So it's about being creative and having that conversation and looking at your life 360 degrees to make sure you're taking advantage of everything that is out there.
Right. Now, there's such a thing as a deductible.
There is.
So how much would you save by raising your deductible amount slightly?
It really depends. Again, you know, certain people have deductibles that are relatively low. And if you raise your deductible, you know, slightly by a couple hundred dollars, if you were to be involved in an accident, that could help provide some immediate savings. So it's about being creative. And that's why we encourage people to talk to a broker or an agent so that you don't make these changes independently. So you understand both the short-term savings and the potential long-term impacts. Because it may sound nice that you're going to save, let's say, I don't know, $10 a month on your insurance, but you could be paying something more later. Or it's, you know, I'm going to pay a few dollars more right now and I'll be able to take advantage of something down the road. So you really want to understand the entire picture before making any of those significant changes.
Right. So say if I get into an accident with my car and I give you a call. And then you say, how do you know, for example, what your deductible is? Can you give me an example of what...
Sure. So when you have a situation, you know, you get your auto policy renewal, it'll tell you if your deductible is, let's say, $500 or $1,000. It could vary. You'll know what it is based on your insurance policy. And if you have to make a claim, that will be applied right there. But it's about having that conversation because some people may want to have a lower deductible and not have to pay as much upfront if they're encountering a situation, or they may be willing to take a risk saying, I don't think I'm going to have that type of a risk and I'm going to raise my deductible. So if I have a situation, I'll pay more at that time.
Mm-hmm. Now, in general, have the number of accidents gone up over the years and the same with house insurance, those kinds of things?
It's varied. Again, depending how you drive and where you drive, there are different situations. We have seen a lot of effort to try and have people be mindful of the speeds and again, trying to focus things on distracted driving to really kind of keep our roads safe as much as possible. Ontario is very fortunate to have some of the safest roads in North America.
That's great.
But it's certainly a constant conversation because there are so many distractions that people have in their vehicles every day. Uh-huh. When it comes to home insurance, very much the same conversation. You know, we do know that there are different types of weather events. We try to make sure people are making the right decisions to keep their home safe, to make sure that they're checking the perimeter and making sure that there's limiting the risks of any situations that happen in and around their home. But we do know those things can happen at various times.
Now, I know you're an expert on insurance, but say... Because I don't know, I know so little about insurance. And say I want to find some information and I want to feel safe with the person I've chosen. Do you speak directly to people and advise them and consult with them?
So what we recommend is we always encourage people, if you're looking at CAA, is to speak with a CAA agent or broker because they are the ones that are licensed, that have all the information that can provide and look at your file, look at your history, and really tailor the policies to what your needs are. Again, it's understanding what you're doing and what your needs are specifically so they can give you the best possible coverage for the best possible price because you don't want to be underinsured either. You want to make sure you have that protection if it ever came to that situation.
Mm-hmm. And last question. So if I'm recently retired and therefore I'm driving less, do I need to update my auto insurance and would it also therefore be less?
It never hurts to have that conversation with a broker agent. So specifically when it comes to those who are retiring, there's a program that CAA has called CAA MyPace. It's Canada's first and only pay-as-you-go program. And what that means is instead of paying in monthly installments for your insurance, you're paying in 1,000-kilometer increments.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So when you're driving now, you may be driving perhaps 50% of what you used to be driving.
Yes.
So instead of driving 20,000 kilometers a year, you may be driving 8 or 9.
Right.
So you'd be charged at every 1,000-kilometer increment. So you'd actually be having months where you wouldn't receive a charge at all so that you're getting a bill when you hit that 1,000-kilometer increment. So that's an immediate way to find savings that is really tailored and structured towards how you drive.
Well, that is such a great idea. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in, Elliot. That's just such great advice. And you know, it's such an important thing in life, isn't it, auto insurance?
It really is. And it's one of those things that people don't necessarily talk about until they encounter a situation. Uh-huh. But we're trying to educate and inform people that it's a good time. There's never a bad time, I should say, to really have that conversation because you might find some immediate savings that put some more money back in your pocket.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with CAA insurance expert Elliot Silverstein, who answered many, many questions on my part, but frequently asked questions about auto insurance. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.